Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson alongside me. Tons to talk about in the sports world from the NFL. It's week three. Some real interesting surprise 2-0 teams. College football is in full throttle, as we know. My man Mike Wilson's going to let me know all about it. And obviously baseball, literally getting down to the nitty-gritty and jockeying for those final positions, and more so in the wild card than anything else. But, man, oh, man, it's the sports world. It's always rocking. It's always rolling. And we're always here to talk to you about it every Sunday, each and every Sunday at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, and this is the first show I'm doing outside on my patio this year. So, you know, the weather's turning when I'm doing that, but it's all good. College football was good. Big 12 games yesterday. Michigan wins. You know, it is what it is. In the NFL, here we go.
Yeah, and I can already hear the writing on the wall of how you're going to be handling John Poulter this morning with that beautiful sitting on your patio type idea. I get it, man. I know where you're going. I got you, brother. All right, man. So we're just getting rocking and rolling, and obviously on the other side, we will talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter, so about Major League Baseball and the final push. So keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help
you. Our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Easy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfman Sports. Facebook, Dorfman Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorfman Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us. And you know, John, I don't want to start things off on a bad note by any means, but Mike, do me a favor. Would you tell John how you're doing the show today?
I am outside of my patio, right by my outdoor kitchen, with the TV on, and just trying to catch NFL news or whatever. In I don't know. I think it's probably 78 or 79 degrees out and not a touch of wind, and I'm just saying.
So, you know, John,
I don't know how you deal with that, Mike. It must be very tough.
I take medication for it, John. I take a lot of medication for it.
I mean, hey, what would a Sunday morning conversation be like without Mike Wilson kind of rubbing it in John's face about how beautiful it is here in the Valley of the Sun? And all right, so speaking of beautiful, this has kind of been a fun race all season long until the Yankees all of a sudden have a 5-game lead and that thing's over and done with in the American League East. And same thing in the American League Central, it's over and done with. And you know what? Same thing in the American League West now, because the Houston Astros have flexed their muscles. And I think things are pretty cut and dry as far as obviously the division winners. And now you're looking at the National League, where a lot is kind of similar when you think about it, because the Phillies got it done there. The Brew Crew got it done there. The Dodgers got it done there. And I guess what makes it exciting now, John, is the wild card race, because obviously you still want to have a chance and an opportunity to get in this thing. But I just kind of want to ask you before we get there, what happened to Baltimore down the stretch? Did they, to me, maybe it was just something just as simple as this. It was such a long race throughout the season where it was neck and neck, and literally nobody had more than a game and a half, maybe two-game lead for the most part all season long. And maybe they just ran out of steam, and the Yankees had a little bit more gas in the tank, and that's how they got through this thing, John.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, Andy. You know, the Orioles have had a lot of injuries specifically to their pitching rotation, and I think the Yankees' depth, not necessarily in the rotation, but the Yankees' depth overall has been better, and they've just got to that point in the schedule where they've turned it on and the Orioles have started to struggle. And it's a little concerning, really, when you look at the statistics and break them down a little bit further than just the one lost and the games behind. If you look at the standings this morning, the Orioles, and these to me are two really bad signs. The Orioles have played the least number of games against 500 teams or better, 71 games. They're 34-37 in those games. That's a 479 percentage. They have beaten up on the teams that are less than 500, where they've played 84 games, and they are playing at a 619 percentage point. So, you know, that's a little hard to do when you think about it. In a division as strong as the American League East, to say that you have played more games against weaker opposition when you're playing the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Rays and the Blue Jays 15, 16, 17 times a year, I'm starting to be a little concerned that Baltimore is, A, running out of gas at a key time of year, and, B, we're looking at their record against 500 teams, which is what they're going to face in the postseason, and they're below water. That concerns me a little bit, and if we'd had this conversation 4, 5, 6 weeks ago, I wouldn't have thought it possible, but those are the numbers, and the numbers don't lie.
Interesting. Go ahead, Mike.
John, you know, look, Shohei Ohtani. 50-50 guy, or 52-52 guy now. Like, he's setting the bar. Is, of his era, is he the best player in his era? Or is it, where is he on the list? Because we haven't seen this before, and what Shohei does for a guy his size, and what he can do at the plate, what he can do pitching. And he's, John, I mean, I think people got to remember, he's not batting every day. Like, he's a DH kind of thing happening, but he's also not pitching. Like, he's doing all this without pitching. And I mean, I just look at him, he has to be put on some kind of list as the greatest of his generation, possibly.
Well, hold on. And I want to add, hold on, John. I just want to add also, where would you put this season in history in as far as baseball goes,
right?
Well, I guess looking at him, his stats, first of all, yeah, very, very much an incredible season. And I think, guys, this kind of goes back to a conversation we've had a number of times over the last 4 or 5 years about whether this guy should be batting and pitching. And if he concentrated on one, would he be a lot better at that than he is trying to be good at both? And I think the numbers this year might support that theory, that he's a much better hitter than he is a pitcher. And you have to look at those numbers and say, do we really need this guy to pitch if he's putting up these kind of numbers with the bat? So I think that's a key factor. I think the second factor is that for once he's playing on a good team. I mean, he's played on the Angels for 5 or 6 years, and that's never been a good team across town in Los Angeles. Dodgers clearly a much better team, much better season, much more depth. He's not pitching. He can concentrate on his hitting. I think that's been a big factor. In terms of where he stands, can't comment all time because obviously I haven't been around since the start of baseball in 1876. But in all the years that I have watched the game, he might be having the most outstanding season I've ever seen. I've seen guys hit more than 53 home runs. I've seen guys steal more than 53 bases. I've never seen somebody do both of those things. We thought what Acuna did last year was pretty impressive. Ohtani's caught him, blown right past him, has an outside chance to go 60-60, and that would be really something. So if you're asking about who's the best player in the game today, I got to say it's him, and we haven't seen him throw a pitch all season, and I think that kind of says it all.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Since nobody's going to win 100 games this season, John, what does that mean, I guess, is my question. Because in the past, we've seen a couple few always reach 100 mark. Nobody's going to get there this year, and I predicted that a couple few weeks ago now. What does that mean?
I think it means we've got parity to some extent. You can throw some teams out the window when you talk about parity, and I'm talking teams like the Rockies, the Marlins, the White Sox. It's baseball the way that the owners and the commissioner wants it now. They want it to be competitive. It's going to drive fans into the park. It's going to put TV dollars on the TV contracts. I think it's going to bring fans to the game. I think this is what baseball wants. They want competitive baseball. And if you've got 3 and 4 teams winning 104, 105, 106 games, you don't have competitive baseball. And it's kind of ironic because going back now to the opening comments that we made, the 6 division races with a week to go are pretty much locked up. 2 of them are confirmed. The other 4 are fairly close to being confirmed. So we don't have pennant races for the division titles, but we have some excellent races for the wild card. Like in the American League, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 teams struggling for 3 spots. And in the National League, we have 4 teams struggling for 3 spots. And in the National League, it gets really interesting because a couple of those teams have an opportunity to look after it themselves. And there's a lot of inter-games this week, San Diego, Arizona, the Mets, and Atlanta. Lots of combinations where those teams are playing each other. They can kind of control their own fate if they win their own games. That's what they wanted when they brought this in. It's made it rather interesting. Whether we like it or not, it's happening.
Again, that's the one thing that I've always given Bud Selig a lot of credit for is the wild card, which has now made so many more cities involved in Major League Baseball late into the season. And obviously on the other side, that's what we're going to kind of talk about, who you think is going to get in. So keep it close. John Poulter, professor of sports. It's Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorn coming at you. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, obviously talking Major League Baseball. So, John, give us a very clear picture right now of the wild card race. And from there, I'm going to have some questions that I want to throw at you. But let's start in the American League, okay? So, obviously, Baltimore's in, okay? Like, let's just... They're in, but they're limping in, like you kind of said earlier. But ultimately, they're gonna get in. They're gonna get in this thing. What does it look like behind them, and who do you give the best odds to?
Well, it's an interesting situation because I'd have to agree with you that with a 4.5 game lead, you'd think that Baltimore is going to get in. But you know, as we talked in the last segment, they've struggled lately. And they can still be caught. They've got 7 games left, and all 7 games are against teams that are either in the postseason or fighting to get into the postseason. They've got a game against Detroit today. They go to Yankee Stadium for 3. Then they go to Minnesota for 3, and Minnesota could be fighting for their postseason lives in that series. Kansas City is in the second wild card spot. They're only 4 games behind the Orioles. It's unlikely they would catch the Orioles, but it's possible. They've got a little bit easier schedule because they've got a game against the Giants. So they've got 3 games against Washington and then a tough 3-game series in Atlanta. The Twins, are struggling. And one of the things that I think is kind of interesting with the American League race is that you've often heard me talk about how teams perform against better than 500 opposition. All 5 teams in the American League that are contending for those 3 wild card spots, every one of them is below 500 in games against teams that are better than 500. So that tells me that they've been fattening up on the weaker sisters in baseball. That's not going to help them in the postseason. So how they get in, I guess, you know, it's the old story. All you got to do is get in, you go on a streak, and you can win. But I look at some of these games that are coming up. You know, the Tigers, they're playing at Baltimore. Then they've got 3 against Tampa. Then they've got 3 against the White Sox. You got to think that's a real good chance to win 3 games there. Seattle is in tough. They've got a game in Texas. They've got 3 games in Houston. Then they've got Oakland for 3. And the Twins have got a doubleheader in Boston today. Then they've got 3 against Miami and 3 against Baltimore. So a lot of these teams are playing each other. I think that Baltimore, to use your term, is going to limp in, but only because they had that cushion going in. If we were looking at it with all teams being even, with a week to play, I'd say Baltimore would be on the outside looking in a week from now. That 4.5 game cushion is really going to come back and help them. If we look on the National League side, it's really 4 teams fighting for 3 spots. And I'm going to give San Diego the best chance there because they're up right now by 2 games on the Diamondbacks, by 3 games on the Mets, and by 5 games on the Atlanta Braves. All of those teams have 7 games left to play. San Diego, who have been very good against both above 500 and below 500 teams, going 45-40 against 500 teams, 44-26 against less than 500 teams. So they can do it both against the best and the worst. And they've got a couple of tough games. But again, this is going to come down to interdivision games because they've got 3 games with the Dodgers and 3 games with Arizona, plus the final with the White Sox today. So they have a chance to control their own destiny, but it's not going to be easy. The Diamondbacks, 1 game at Milwaukee today, then they're home to the Giants for 3, and then that series with San Diego. The Mets are in Philadelphia today, then they've got Atlanta and Milwaukee, so their schedule is not easy. And the Braves, obviously keying on that 3-game series with the Mets that starts on the 24th, that's going to be their season. If they can sweep that series, they have a chance to beat the Mets for third spot, but they have three games against Kansas City. So all of these teams have got tough games. I don't think anybody has an easy road in. San Diego probably has the best chance because they can control their own destiny.
Okay, so with that being said, I got a question for you, and then Mike, jump on in after this one. Who's the most dangerous team, in your opinion, in the wild card race right now? And that could be a team that maybe doesn't even make it, but they could, and if they get in, who could be the most dangerous? And I just want to say this before that. You know, Baltimore could limp in. Kansas City could limp in as well, John, when you think about it. They've lost 5 or 6 straight in a row now, so and they're clinging on to the second wild card right now. But ultimately, it looks like in the American League, you got more than one team capable of limping into the postseason. I don't think that bodes well, but who might be the most dangerous team? And then,
well,
Mike, jump in.
I think what we've both said is correct, that all 5 of those teams have a good chance to limp in, because even Baltimore with that cushion is going to limp in based on how they've been playing the last 10 days. So I think any team has a chance to be dangerous. The team that's been really playing well lately, but I don't see them going a long way, is Detroit. And you talk about Kansas City and the losing streak. Detroit was a contributor to that, going into Kansas City and sweeping a 3-game series. So I really don't think that there's much to look at in terms of quality of the one better than the other in those 5 teams. I think Baltimore probably has a step up on them all. They're all playing terribly against better than 500 teams. We know that you play better than 500 teams in the playoffs. So I got to think that on the American League side, it's the division winners that are sitting there licking their chops at the moment. If I look on the National League side, I've got to think that Atlanta and San Diego would be the best teams with a possibility of doing well in the postseason if they got there. And I say that because they are the 2 teams that are consistent at home and away, and they're also consistent against the good teams and the teams that are less than 500. The Braves, ironically, are 45-38 against better than 500 teams. That's a .542 percentage. They're 39-33 against less than 500 teams, which is also a .542 percentage, and their home and away records are within a game of each other. So I got to think if the Braves can get there, they can get it together and they can make some noise. San Diego, although they've done very, very well against the weaker teams, going 44-26, that's a .629 percentage, they're playing .529, 45-40 against teams above 500, so they know how to win against good teams. Those are the 2 teams in the National League that I can see making some noise if one of them gets in there, and I think both of them will get in. I think the Mets may be the ones on the outside here.
Mike, jump in.
John, my question here in the last couple minutes before break is simply, what kind of damage can the Guardians do? Like, I think the Guardians are a good team. What kind of damage can they do in the playoffs with the roster that they have currently?
I think the Guardians might be a sleeper. You know, we've talked about this a number of times over the course of the season. All season we've talked about how good the Phillies were, but there was a spell there where the Cleveland Guardians had the best record in baseball. They've kind of, I wouldn't say they've come out of nowhere, but they've taken advantage of playing in a weak division. They've controlled that division pretty much since day one. A couple of times Minnesota and or Kansas City has got within striking distance, but the Guardians have pushed them back. So I think the Guardians can do very well here, and it looks like they're going to be the second seed, which means they don't play in the first round, which means they get to set up their rotation, and to me that's a key factor in a team doing well. If you can A, set up your rotation, and B, rest your rotation, the game is still more pitching than anything else. It has to help.
My team, John, I'm going to tell you that I think is dangerous in the postseason, and it somewhat pains me to say it, but it somewhat doesn't, because obviously I do follow them relatively closely. But it's the Arizona Diamondbacks once again. I'll be honest, I just think that, you know what, there's something about this team every single year that Torey Lovello seems to do very well, which is obviously maximize the potential of what he has. And I am just so impressed all the time with the job that he does. I think this Diamondback team, with the knowledge that they have from last postseason, a lot of familiar faces to this situation. I think they're poised. I think they're ready. And if they get in, I think they could be extremely dangerous, John.
Excellent point, but here's a couple of numbers for you. Against better than 500 teams, they're 41-45. Against less than 500 teams, they're 46-23. So they've done a lot of winning against the poorer teams in the league. I agree with you from the experience last year and the fact that they kind of came out of nowhere last year. And like you, I'm a big supporter of Torey Lovello. I think they have a real good chance to get in there. And this is one of the reasons that I'm saying that I think the Mets are the ones out of the four teams in the National League. I think the Mets may find themselves being the ones on the outside looking in, because they too have done very well against the less than 500 teams. And we've said many times, you don't see less than 500 teams in the postseason.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll catch up next week. Have a good one.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, it's the real time to talk about college football because I know it is so near and dear to your heart, my friend. And I don't know, like you said, some interesting games. You had USC play Michigan, and that was tight. And I'm just curious your thoughts and your opinions on that game to start out with because it's a little bit more near and dear to yours and my heart. Obviously, it's the former Pac-12 team against a Big Ten team, which is where the Dorfman's blood is from. And I know you've been covering the Pac-12 for a long, long time. But at the end of the day, man, let's start there. 27-24 Michigan. How did you see this game? Mike, you there? Well, right now I don't have Mike, so we'll just kind of go through things real quickly, and then we will figure out how to pick up Mike Wilson because I'm sure he dropped somehow, some way. But ultimately, I am going through the college football scores, at least for now, from yesterday. Illinois, Nebraska, that was one of the more exciting Big Ten games, if you will. It was 31-24. Illinois gets Nebraska, and a little bit of hype about Nebraska this season. So I'll be pretty interested to see how they can figure things out moving forward. Mike is back. So, Mike, I said I wanted to start with you with the USC-Michigan football game because it's a little bit more near and dear to both yours and my heart. I'm a Big Ten guy. You have covered the Pac-12 for a long, long time. Michigan gets it done, 27-24. A good rebound game for them, if you will, right? Because they've had their struggles early on in the season. How did you see this game in general? I just want to get your thoughts and your opinions about Michigan-USC.
You know what? Heading into the game, I thought USC could win this by like a field goal. Instead, it was the other way around. Michigan gets it done by a field goal and stuff. I saw this as a close game coming in. The Trojans and Lincoln Riley, they had great success in beating LSU and Vegas starting off the season and all that, a lot of momentum. And they found out kind of what Big Ten football is all about. I mean, you got to go into some pretty difficult places to play, and certainly Michigan is a difficult place to play, defending national champs. Certainly not the team that they had last year because of losing their coach and, you know, all the players that got drafted, all those types of things. But Michigan is still in the top 25. They're still a team that you got to reckon with. So, you know, what Michigan did, they made the plays that they had to make to win the game. I know it sounds cliche, but they did. USC led a golden opportunity to really get some momentum going into, you know, heading into Big Ten play, slipped through their fingers for sure. So, it'll be interesting to see how these two teams finish the rest of the season, but this was one of the better games of the day, no doubt.
How good is Miami? They're obviously moving up the ranks, and it's been a while since they've had this kind of swagger. So how good is Miami?
Miami's good. You know, I hate to just kind of say what you said there, but that's a quality team. And I will sing the praises of Cam Ward all season long. I just will. The guy, he can throw. He's kind of like Lamar Jackson to me. He's a young Lamar Jackson. He can throw it. Still needs help with that, but he certainly can extend plays, get out and run. And he's a good leader. From everything that I'm reading, that I'm hearing about, Cam Ward is a leader in the locker room. Like, the guys like him. And that's sometimes, you know, Andy, that's half the battle. If you're the quarterback and you can, get the locker room, your offensive line, everybody believing that you're the guy that they can count on to lead them to some, you know, very cool things, in terms of football, then you got a lot going for you. And I'm going to keep my eye on Miami. I've had my eye on Miami since Cam Ward went there, because I think he's that good. I think Cam Ward will be one of the finalists for the Heisman this year, granted that he doesn't have some massive injury, that type of thing. But they have all the ingredients there. I think, Andy, and you might agree with this, the only question that people may have about them is their coach, because he from time to time he suffers from that Detroit Lion coaching where I'm going to go for it, and he's not very good at situational football. So I think that would be the only question that they have. But if everything stays the same and they don't suffer any, you know, massive injuries to anybody key on that team, you're looking at a playoff team, and you're looking at a playoff team that probably could do some damage in those playoffs.
All right, I want to throw a few more teams at you, so we'll go. Let's try to go a little bit more rapid fire, more so than anything. Give me some substance to what the questions I'm asking you. Tell me about Missouri. Tell the people about Missouri. How good of a football team is Missouri? They had a tight one against a tough, gritty, gutty Vanderbilt team, but they did pull through. How good is Missouri?
Missouri is one of those teams, kind of like Miami, you got to keep your eye on. They, you know, what their field goal kicker had to overcome, you know, three missed field goals yesterday. He wasn't on his thing, but you know, they have the ingredients to be a playoff team. They do. I don't know if they make a deep run. It's a good story, but when you yesterday, I just thought, Andy, and I actually watched some of that game. They were playing down to the competition. Vandy's. I know it's an SEC school, but they're the bottom feeders in the SEC. And when you're Missouri and you have expectations on you to do well, you know, and you're the seventh-ranked team in the country, you should be playing down to your competition, especially when it's a team like Vanderbilt, okay? I mean, I look, Vanderbilt's the Harvard of the South, you know? But
yeah.
It's not the Alabama of the SEC. Like, you know, so I think Missouri can't – yeah, go ahead.
I get it. Let me ask you this, though. Could it be one of those things where they were looking ahead? Because next week they've got Texas A&M, a team that is in the top 25 right now. Then they got the likes of an Auburn and an Alabama and an Oklahoma. Like, could that have just been a schedule thing and they were just somewhat looking ahead potentially? Because, I mean, seven in the country, somebody thinks they're a good football team.
Right, right. But, you know, you take a look at what they have coming down the pipe, and you might be right. They could have been looking ahead. But if you're the number seven team in the country and you're playing Vanderbilt, you got to – and your aspirations are due to have a deep run in the playoffs, in the college football playoffs, you can't let a team like Vandy mess around and almost pull off an upset and kind of ruin your season just a little bit. So they've got to come out guns blazing all the time, but most people do think they are a good football team. It's just got to play with consistency. I mean, I know it sounds cliche. I know it sounds what coaches say, but it is what it is, and they just got to play with consistency and realize, okay, we got Alabama coming, we got Auburn coming, we got, you know, the Oklahoma. I mean, you got the rest of the SEC, which is a gauntlet, to say the least, coming, and you got to have that consistency to have that success.
Okay, speaking of that, Tennessee, Oklahoma. Tennessee gets it done. Dude. I want to hear your thoughts on both of these teams. Oklahoma, a top 15er. We'll see how much they get penalized by this loss at home. And Tennessee, a top 10 team, number 6 in the country as far as I can tell. Tell me about both these teams.
Well, look, Tennessee is, I mean, they're one spot ahead of Missouri, right? In the rankings. I think Missouri's 7 and now Tennessee is 6. I look at Tennessee as having a very complete team. Like, Tennessee to me, with their quarterback, their offensive line play, that defense, they can get to the national championship. Make no doubt in my book. I just think they're a very well-rounded team. Going into Norman, you know, I mean, we've seen people go into Norman with high hopes and come out with their tail between their legs. Tennessee went into Norman, got the victory, and just to go to 4-0, it's going to give them a little bit of momentum beating a top 15 team on the road in their building. So that's a great win for Missouri. Oklahoma, look, you know, welcome to the SEC where everything's the gauntlet. You know, one week you got Tennessee coming. Next, you got to play, you know, they got their game with Texas coming up, and Texas is excellent. You got not Oklahoma, they're not playing themselves, but they are, you know, you got Alabama, you got Georgia, you got all these teams. I think for Oklahoma, if they just keep doing what they're doing, I think they're going to end up being maybe a two-loss team, because I think they're going to end up losing to Texas, because I think Texas is that good right now. So I think Oklahoma gets in the playoff kind of by the skin of their teeth. But like we said when we were talking with John Poulter, just get to the dance, man. You get to the dance, and then anything can happen from there.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, and Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Sorry about that, Mike. I hit the wrong button, so I was muted out. My bad on that one. I had a question for you before we take hour number two by the storm, and obviously it's all about the NFL. BYU got a huge victory last night against K-State. They looked really good.
Yeah, they did.
A late night game. I checked it out. It was fun watching them. But K-State looked terrible. BYU looked fantastic. How much have people been sleeping on BYU? Because they're obviously a pretty good football team.
Oh, obviously, yeah, they're a really good football team, and when you dismantle the 13th ranked team in the country at home, that's going to get everybody's attention. But the way they did it, I mean, dude, I'm sure. Did you see the kick return for the touchdown?
Yeah,
he ran like 120 yards and swing back to the other side of the field and stuff. I mean, that was insane. No, BYU is every bit the team that you don't want any piece of right now. Like, they play physical. Their coach, Kalani Sitake, preaches physical football. Like, both these teams from Utah, like, you're going to spend a little extra time in the hot tub or the cold tub afterwards because you're going to feel it. These teams come to play. They can score. They can put points on the board. Going to Provo, Utah right now to play the Cougars, that's a tough place to play. It's one of the tougher places to play in the Big 12. And BYU deserves all the flowers that they're getting from everybody.
Yeah, man, it's a real big-time atmosphere up there, really tough to play, and I agree. Hey, real quick, since we got a moment or two, Utah-Oklahoma State, man, their first matchup in the Big 12, and Utah got the better of it. That's a huge victory for Utah. What say you?
That's a real big victory for them because a lot of people are picking – half picked, and I'm one of those people that pick Utah to win the Big 12. And to go into Oklahoma State and pull out a victory is good stuff. And then let me just say one more thing. I know we're up against the hour break, but Cam Rising, man, like he's had some injured fingers on his throwing hand and stuff. I just look at this guy, and I know the joke is he's been playing there for 10 years and, like, you know, that kind of thing. But I just looked at that when I saw that yesterday. I'm like, man, this kid can't catch a break with injuries. Like,
his fingers on his throwing hand. He's had knee surgeries, MCLs, ACLs. Like he's been banged up his whole career. And I just wanted a season out of Cam Rising where he doesn't get hurt and Utah does what they're supposed to do.
And just got to mention, A-State finally got their first loss to Texas Tech. 30-22, my friend. So the undefeated Sun Devils no longer. We got to take a break. Hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders. Andy Dalton starts at quarterback for the 0-2 Panthers this Sunday when they take on the Raiders. Number 21 Clemson squares off with NC State this Saturday. The Tigers are 1-1. The Wolfpack off to a 2-1 start. Clemson returns to action after the bye. Their last outing was September the 7th, a 66-20 win over App State. The Tigers are looking for their 800th all-time win. The 92nd all-time meeting, Clemson leads the series 60-30-1. Although the Wolfpack won the last meeting October 28th of last year, that was a 24-17 final. The Tar Heels are home Saturday. It's a matchup against James Madison. North Carolina's off to a 3-0 start to the season. James Madison 2-0. North Carolina looking for their second straight 4-0 start. Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's NFL Week 3 as we try to improve on our 2-0 Play of the Day start. It's back to the Twin Cities where our college football Play of the Day originated from Saturday. The venue Sunday is U.S. Bank Stadium as two undefeated squads, the Vikings and the Texans, square off. And with all the hype surrounding now-departed Kirk Cousins, the Vikings couldn't post a 2-0 start in his 6 years in Minneapolis. Houston continues to ride last season's wave, winning last week against heralded rookie quarterback Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Texans defensive coordinator Matt Burke ordered a ton of blitzes on the Bears to rattle Williams, but the feeling here is Vikings veteran offensive coordinator Wes Phillips has watched the film and will adjust accordingly, allowing Sam Darnold, and healthy enough to play, Justin Jefferson, a chance to pull off the upset. Vikings plus 2.5. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Swung and ripped to right. There's a base hit. Hitting third. Coming for home, Ramirez. He will score.
Guardians Radio and Thursday's 3-2 10-inning win over the Twins. Cleveland clinched the playoff berth with a victory. Andrés Giménez singled home Jose Ramirez from second in the 10th to win it. Cleveland's the second American League team to qualify for the postseason following the Yankees, who locked up a spot Wednesday night. Rookie Kyle Manzardo homered for the Guardians, who lowered their magic number to clinch the American League Central title to 3. The Twins are trying to hold on to a wild card. They only got 3 hits and fell into a tie with Detroit for the final spot in the American League. NFL Sunday, the 1-1 Browns host the 0-2 Giants. The battle of 2-0 teams when the Steelers host the Chargers. On Monday night, the 2-0 Bills host the 0-2 Jaguars. The 0-2 Bengals are home against the 1-1 Commanders.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and this hour, hour two, is all about the NFL. Week 3 is upon us, baby. Some surprise 2-0 teams, some shock teams that are 0-2, and obviously we know about history and what it means to go 0-3 versus being 3-0 and this and that and the other, and there's already some key players on the inactive and some players on the IR and all that's it's crazy, man. It's the most week-to-week league you can ever imagine, Mike Wilson, and we get the pleasure and the privilege every Sunday to talk about the best soap opera in sports, which is the NFL, my friend. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, yes. The NFL and the most reactive, interactive, popular league on the planet. Look, Pittsburgh has a big game today. I mean, there's lots of good games. Ravens and Dallas, that'll be a good game, I think. I mean, we got a lot to talk about, so let's do it.
Speaking of 0-2, right, with the Ravens, yeah, absolutely, my friend. Tons to talk about. We're going to dive into it on the other side. Jordan Love not playing again. I'm not shocked or surprised about that either. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, you alluded to some good football games today, so I'm just going to run through the docket real quickly, and then we'll start talking about the storylines and this and that and the other about what's happening this week. Giants are playing the Browns, Giants at Browns, Packers at the Titans, Bears at the Colts, Texans at the Vikings. I think that's going to be a pretty good football game. Sam Darnold's been pretty good. I got to give credit where credit's due. Guy's been playing pretty well. Eagles playing the Saints. I think that's another intriguing matchup. Saints have been literally lights out all season long, and the Eagles literally, you know what, they did to the bed the other night against the other bird team in the Atlanta Falcons. That was messy. Let's leave it at that. It was messy. Chargers playing the Steelers. That's interesting because Justin Herbert definitely nursing some injuries, and we know how good that Steeler defense is. I think that's something to watch. Broncos playing the Buccaneers, and obviously the Buccaneers have been lights out, so that's something to watch with the story of Baker Mayfield reemerging himself as a top quarterback in this league, and obviously the Broncos are going to struggle with young guys. We know that. So it's kind of one of those right games where you wonder if the Buccaneers stumble, and I don't think so, but you just that's the question you have there. Panthers have a new look. Andy Dalton at the quarterback for them, playing the Raiders. Gardner Minshew gets it done for them against the Ravens last week. That was insanity, bro. That was what a wild week of football. Week two was. Dolphins playing the Seahawks up there in Seattle. That's not going to be easy for the Dolphins. Ravens, like as you alluded to, they got the Cowboys in Dallas. So, or I'm not in Dallas, in Arlington, but playing Dallas. And then you got the 49ers going to the Rams. You got the lie downs coming here to Arizona, where Kyler looked like a top five quarterback last week. And if that happens again, people are going to be going crazy out here in the desert. So we know how Cardinal fan is.
Right.
Chiefs have the Falcons, who are coming off this with some momentum. Chiefs coming off it with some momentum too. I mean, they've won two games in dramatic fashion. Like, let's keep it real, bro. The Chiefs could be 0-2 as easily as they're 2-0 at this point in time. Two games on Monday night, pretty cool. You got the Jaguars playing the Bills, and then you got the Commanders going up there to Cincinnati to play the winless Bengals and Joey Big Game Burrow. Maybe a good opportunity for the Bengals to get their first victory. So lots of interesting matchups, my friend. I think that Dallas –
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, look, and it's a couple of questions. So, you know, I just want to get where your thought process. Eagles, you mentioned that Eagles just, you know what, to the bed Monday night. How does a team like that has some playoff experience, they've done a few things, gone to the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff, how does a team like that recover, you know, on a shorter week going into New Orleans? That place, the Superdome, you know, is going to be rocking. They're 2-0. Here comes Philly. Everybody looks at Philly as a team that could do something in the playoffs. But if you're Philly, what do you have to do to get over that stink of an ending to the game on Monday night? And then my second question, and I'll just let you go with it. If you're the Panthers and you're moving on from your number one draft pick, maybe already, like, what do you do as an organization? What do you do if you are Bryce Young? And how do you handle this if you're Bryce Young?
Floor is yours. All right, first question first here. Look, the Eagles literally that was one of the worst blowings of a game that I've seen in a long, long time. And it started with the fact that they threw the ball to Saquon Barkley. His hands were like glass, and he literally drop that ball. I think Saquon needs to address the team and say, look, man, I want that opportunity again, and you guys got to believe that I'm going to make that catch, and I believe I'm going to make that catch 10 out of 10 times. And I think that the Eagles have been – they've been up there, man. They've been good. And then all of a sudden something happened. And they haven't been the same since. I think they got to 10-0, if I'm not mistaken. And then
right.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I almost feel like they lost to the Cardinals. It was a game where they shouldn't have lost, and they lost it. It was a shocker and a surprise, and they haven't been the same team since. And you know, when they don't have the AJ Browns of the world out there to help Jalen Hurts on the offense, it puts more pressure on Saquon Barkley. It puts more pressure on the other
Devontae Smith. Right.
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on the other standout wide receiver they have. And then Goddard needs to go out there and make plays for them as their big tight end. You know, they've had opportunities to recover from the bad that they've had, and I'm not seeing it. And I think them going to the Saints today is it, this could spell some big trouble for them, bro. The Saints are rocking and rolling, and Alvin Kamara looks rejuvenated, bro. And Derek Carr, I mean, he's out there doing the Thriller dance, man. Like, come on now. This is and if I remember correctly, the Saints got off to a really hot start last season too. But there's something that feels different about this, and it's their OC. The guy is like a magician right now. I think they've scored on every single offensive possession that they've had, and like you just don't do that in the NFL. So I think this is a real litmus test, if you will, for the Eagles. And I know that there's been a lot of heart-to-heart conversations, and I know that there's been some team meetings throughout the week with the Eagles. But I don't know if that's going to be enough, because quite frankly, you go out there and you have a job to do, and they're not doing it to the best of their ability right now. And you see the kinks in the armor. The answer to your second question about Bryce Young, look, man, his rookie season was absolutely abysmal, bro. And then you throw him out there for the first couple games this year. And I think it's more than just Bryce Young. And I know you do too. Like we're not that foolish to just put this all on Bryce. Like a lot of people want to do, because the guy's the number one draft pick and this and that and the other. Like this is the most unique sport in the sense of you've got 11 dudes that need to be on the same page, and you got 11 dudes that like everybody's responsible for something. So there's a little bit more going on there than just Bryce Young being a failure for the Carolina Panthers. And I don't know if they're ready to say we're done with this guy. I did hear rumors about like trades and this and that and the other. But a lot of it doesn't even make sense when you think about some of the names and some of the situations that potentially you could be putting people in. I think that ultimately Andy Dalton, they should have gone about this differently, Mike. Like, I'll be honest with you. And I get that there's pressure to throw a guy into the fire in certain situations. But I also understand, like, sometimes you got, a veteran leader that could – teach somebody something. And again, I'm not saying that like Andy Dalton isn't the greatest quarterback, but you know what? He has started in this league, and he's seen a lot more than Bryce Young has. So ultimately I think sometimes too much is put on young players too quickly. And when they have an opportunity to learn from somebody, maybe they need to give them that opportunity here and there. And I think that that's more so the issue with the Carolina Panthers than anything. So I'm going to put equal blame on the fact that potentially they went about the tutelage of this situation a little bit wrong. And then they also maybe were pressured to do this a little bit sooner than we can probably expect. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll come back and we'll dive into things even more so. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328.
That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we could have you too at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports Facebook, Dorf on Sports IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real Mike Wilson, we've got ourselves a caller, and it's none other than the world famous MISM. For those that that's Mitch in Santa Monica, and it's been a while, bro. I don't know what this guy's been doing. He's been hiding in the basement. I don't know where he's been. I don't know what's been going on with this guy, but I love the fact that he's back. MISM, how you doing today, brother?
You guys know what the most eye-popping, mouth-dropping, bone-crushing thing about today is? MISM has come out from the basement.
Love it.
It's been months. How in the blooming, wonderful Sunday afternoon of football are you guys? It's been way too long. And by the way, MJ, sorry I missed it. Happy birthday, my friend. I know I'm a week late, but happy birthday, my brother from another mother, Andy. Great to hear your voice. I just was kind of bummed I couldn't even start the season with you guys because the schedule was so odd that you guys, you know, Labor Day, you weren't on, and then there's a Thursday game or a Friday game and a Sundays and Mondays, and it's just, but you know what? We're here. We're back. NFL season is going on. There's crazy things going left and right. The Philadelphia Eagles are the Philadelphia Eagles. I love it. Saquon Barkley, keep going. And probably one of the biggest stories for us is that we've got not one quarterback in Green Bay, but it looks like we got two with Malik Willis last week. And by the way, what offense? Was that John Brockington and Donnie Anderson running 53 times last week? My God, this was like my childhood 1974 Packers, for God's sake. And completely dominating the line of scrimmage. But yet, Malik Willis, what, he gets 100, what, he got $124 over to six different receivers? I mean, in one TD? I don't know. Do we have the next Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe situation in Green Bay happening? Did I just say that? Did I really just say that? Well, you know what? Let's see how it goes, one game at a time. all I want to say is, nice to be back. How are you guys? I missed you.
Well, hey, first, let me address something since you said that. I mean, if it serves me correctly, he's getting an opportunity to go play against his old team. Am I correct, Mike Wilson? Didn't the Packers get him from the Titans in the offseason? So, like, think about an opportunity for a guy to, like, really stick it to his old teammates and his old coaching staff and all that for Malik Willis. So it's a great opportunity for him. And you know what? Kudos to the Green Bay Packers for getting that first victory. Josh Jacobs really earned his keep. Like, dude was running like a beast. And I think that there's going to be a whole heck of a lot more of that when you look at their game plan for the day. And Willis can throw the ball too here and there, and I think that ultimately this is one of those games that it's a big statement game for the Green Bay Packers, my friend. So MISM, this is a big game for them, and I've been wrong on the Packers both weeks, okay? Like, dude, I took them week one. They failed me. I didn't take them week two because I figured Anthony Richardson and John Taylor were going to come in there and be too much. But they looked like they were sleepwalking last week, if you ask me. They look god-awful. And then the Green Bay Packers and Willis emerged as a guy that we were like, wow, he can ball out. And the Green Bay Packers might be okay without Jordan Love. So at the end of the day, I think this is a big game for the Green Bay Packers to go 2-1 and put themselves in a good position for Jordan to come back next week. As we all know, he's inactive. And hey, that's my question for you guys right now. I just want to throw this to both of you guys. We know how important it is to be healthy at the right time. You got the likes of a Christian McCaffrey. You got the A.J. Browns of the world out right now. You got contract disputes with guys like Jamar Chase, who may not be so happy on the football field at this moment in time. And, like, dude, how important, first and foremost, is it for you to have your guys out there? But once again, we're talking about a plethora of guys that are very important in the offenses, and there's guys on D-lines, there's guys on O-lines that are hurt. Like, I saw the Pittsburghs, they're missing three starters on their offensive line today. That's going to be tough playing against a Charger defense that likes to get after it. So let's talk a little bit about the injuries once again plaguing this league. How important is it, Mike Wilson, for teams to be healthy at the right time? But how disappointing is it for us already to have so many key players out? And I didn't even mention Jefferson, the wide receiver from Minnesota. Like, dude, the list can go on and on and on about these great players that are already off the field, Mike.
Look, you also got to throw Justin Herbert in there as well. You know, you talk about...
But he's playing. Linemen.
Oh, he's playing. Okay, I didn't realize he was playing.
But to your point, he's playing with a high ankle sprain, and you know what? He's playing a Pittsburgh defense that knows that, and this is the first time in a long time that the Chargers have activated three quarterbacks. So, dude, that they're going to be watching him extremely carefully. So, but to your point, like, you can't lose Justin Herbert. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, and look, we all know that the right time to be healthy is, you know, going into the playoffs and all that. But being healthy is something that you want to have, like, if you can, all year long, because the more you're healthy, the more chemistry, the more kind of togetherness you can form as a team, especially if you got a lot of new guys, new parts to an offense or a defense. But if you are going to be, you know, somewhat banged up early in the year, would probably be where you want it to happen, only because if you can get the next man up, and like the Packers, if you can just tread water, right? Like, all you want is kind of tread water a little bit, get some wins, and then when Jordan Love comes back, he's good to go, and maybe you have, you know, maybe only lost the game while he was gone. So it's all about next man up mentality. And where that next man mentality is going to come from. Are we talking next man up on your left tackle? Are we talking next man up at receiver, tight end, linebacker, you know, whatever it is. But football is the ultimate, next man up mentality. So you got to make sure you have some depth. And if you don't have depth at certain positions, yeah, it could be a long haul for you. Like I Andy and Mitch, like I look at what Jamar Chase's situation, you know, whether he plays or not, that's such a distraction right now because Jamar Chase is kind of making it a distraction, and that's no good as well for Cincinnati. You know, not that I'm crying over, you know, being a kind of a Steeler fan, kind of crying over what's going on in Cincinnati, but you get what I'm saying. The not having that chemistry all year long or having these major distractions is something that can tear apart a team season very easily.
MISM, I know how you are with the Green Bay Packers, and I know that this is something that is, it looks good on the surface that we've got another guy capable of going out there and performing when Jordan Love is unable to perform. But ultimately, man, you know and I know Jordan Love takes the Green Bay Packers to a completely different level. I'm really happy that they decided to hold him out this week. And that means that next week is probably his week to get back in there. How concerned are you about Jordan the rest of the season?
Well, to answer your question, I'm concerned about Jordan for the rest of his career. You know, once you get anything with ankles or knees, I mean, it's just human nature that you're going to be a little bit tender on that until, you know, you see what happens. So either it's going to hold and he can go on or something's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's these sprains things. You never know what sprains will manifest into. You know, the whole next man up philosophy is exactly what this league is all about. And, Mike, beginning of the year, end of the year, yeah, I kind of get that in a way. And, Andy, yeah, I get it that, you know, Jordan Love coming in. But, you know, like next week or having the injury early is potentially better than later in the season. But seriously, it's a next man up league. And I hate to say it because your Philadelphia Eagles, Andy, you know, don't forget what happened in 17 with Nick Foles coming in for Carson Wentz in week 14, right?
Hey, it can happen. It can happen. I agree.
Right?
But at this, we're way too early in the season for that at this moment in time. And speaking of way too early, I hear the music. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back. MISM, you join us on the next segment too, because you know what? We'll all go through our game picks. How about that? It's like old times, baby. Keep it.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home?
If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we've got our special caller who, you know what, he's like part of the program, to be quite honest with you. And it's always fun rapping with MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. And at this time of the show, we always go through our game picks, so since we got him on the horn, we're going to do this three ways, and we'll run through them as quickly as we possibly can. The Giants play the Browns today, guys. Look, I think the Browns are a pretty good football team when push comes to shove. There's a lot of distractions. We talked about different types of distractions. They got their own issues that they're dealing with there with the Cleveland Browns, but ultimately they're the better football team, guys. I like the Cleveland Browns to beat the New York Giants today, and I'm not so sure that this will be all that close because the dog pound's going to get after it, and I think the Giants are a really bad football team. Mike, I'll go with you first here. Who you got?
Real simple. I got Cleveland.
MISM, who you got, brother?
How are you going to go without Cleveland? Against Cleveland, against the 0-2 Giants. It's Cleveland all the way.
That's Packers basically playing the Titans. I think this is a game where the Packers win. I think they figured out a very good formula for success against teams. They're 1-1. The Titans are 0-2. And, again, a great opportunity for their quarterback, Willis, to go in there and give them the ultimate you-know-what. And I like the Packers to win on the road. Going to be tough. Could be a field goal. But I got the Packers. MISM, who you got?
Andy Dorf will be now 1-2 with the Packers. MISM will be 2-1 with the Packers. I love the fact the Packers are going there with a chip on the shoulder. With the backup quarterback going back to his old team that dropped him right at the end of the season, by the way. It was just only a month ago. And I love the Packers in this game. This will be fun. It'll be a great game, by the way.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Packers in this one. I mean, I agree with you, Andy. I don't think this is even close today. Titans going through a rebuild.
Bears playing the Colts. Look, man, the Bears defense is absolutely legit. And Anthony Richardson showed us last week against the Packers that, you know what, he can have bad games. But with that being said, I got to think the Colts really put together a very solid game plan this week. They're playing at home. They need a victory like you wouldn't believe. I think they have enough to get by a young Caleb Williams who's going to make mistakes week in and week out. I got the Colts at home winning this one. And I actually think, you know what, this could be their game where they get it right and they figure things out to a certain degree. Mike, I'll go with you first. Who you got?
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the Colts as well. I think Anthony Richardson is going to play with his hair on fire. I think the whole Indianapolis team is going to play with their hair on fire because they don't want to go 0-3. So I'm going to go with the Colts.
MISM, who you got?
Just remember, the Colts were in the game at the end against the Packers. That game was not over. It was going down to the end. The Colts defense kept them in. The offense stepped up. I think that the Indianapolis will win, and I think they're actually going to win big.
Texans playing the Vikings. Vikings got to do this without Jefferson. Sam Darnold has been better than advertised. I got to say, like, he's been pretty good this season. I'll give him credit where credit is due. But they're playing a Texans team that we all know they're up and coming, and they're ready to kind of take the next step in this thing. I like C.J. Stroud and the Texans to get it done, but I'll tell you what. I think that Viking defense is going to give them everything they can throw at them, and they're going to make it extremely difficult for the Texans. But I think the Texans get this one. I got the Texans winning on the road. MISM, I'll go with you first.
The Vikings could be one of the surprise teams of the league, believe it or not. But I love what I saw with the Texans against the Bears, even though the Bears came back at the end. I'm going with the Texans.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Texans in a close one. I just think C.J. Stroud is going to continue to ascend to be a top-five quarterback. I just like how he approaches the game. I got Stroud and Texans.
Eagles playing the Saints. Going to be really, really a great environment there. And the Saints are off to such a hot start. And the Eagles wet the bed, but that's putting it nicely the other night. And I think that's going to linger a little bit, especially since A.J. Brown is unable to give it a go again. That's one less weapon that Jalen Hurts has at his disposal. I got to think the Saints are on to something. I'm taking the Saints at home today. MISM, let's go with you first.
I think this is actually could be a make it, break it, do or die game for the Eagles. If they drop two in a row, they could have a real big problem, because one thing we did have always talked about is culture and chemistry in the locker room. I think the Eagles have to win, and they actually are going to win this game.
Interesting. All right. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Saints. I actually think the Eagles are going to play well, but I do tend to agree a little bit with you, Andy, that loss last week is going to linger a bit. I think the Saints are going to take advantage of that, and they come up with a win and go to 3-0.
They've scored on every possession on offense thus far. It's actually pretty insane. Now, Chargers playing the Steelers. Lots of injuries in this game. Steelers O-line banged up. Justin Herbert with a high ankle sprain. They've activated three quarterbacks. Teams don't normally do that, as we all know. I think there's something to that to a certain degree. I got the Steelers winning at home. Like, this is going to be 13-9, guys. This is going to be one of those games that is literally very quick, just about who can run the ball a little bit more effectively. And I know how good J.K. Dobbins has been all season long, and that's been a pleasant surprise. But I like Justin Fields and the Steelers to somehow figure out a way to get this one done. I got the Steelers. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got a Steelers by a field goal. I mean, their kicker is just money. For sure, but I'm telling you, when you doubt Tomlin and the Steelers and T.J. Watt and that crew, like, somehow they find a way. It's just uncanny how they find a way. So I'm going to go to Steelers by a close one at Acrisure.
MISM, who you got?
In the words of one of the greatest sports talk show hosts of all time at the Mighty 690, one of the greatest play-by-play guys, for your, surely your lightning bolt, San Diego Chargers. I'm going Chargers.
Broncos playing the Buccaneers. Buccaneers have been really good. The Broncos, we all know, they're in a rebuild. I love the Buccaneers today. I got them big time. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Bucs and Baker big time today. I think they're just kind of moving right along, and I think they're going to blow out the Broncos.
MISM, who you got?
Once again, I think everyone thought Tampa Bay might be good. Thing is they are really good behind Baker. I love the Buccaneers on this one.
Panthers, Raiders, we got the redhead bomber back in it, Andy Dalton, and I don't think it makes a difference. The Raiders, defense going to get after it big time. Gardner Minshew, Devontae Adams going to light it up, and I think the Vegas team gets it done. I like the Vegas Raiders. MISM, we'll start with you. Who you got?
I think it's another game for where, you know, we're talking about locker room culture. I think the Raiders have to win this game. You know, Devontae can only stand so much, and I like the Raiders in this game. They need a good quality win.
Mike, who you got?
Give me that Minshew magic, man. I'm going with the Raiders.
Dolphins playing the Seahawks. We know what happened to Tua. I think this is going to be tough, man. I think the Seahawks are a pretty good football team. They're very physical. Playing up there in Seattle's a tough environment. I got the Seahawks at home. Mike, I'll go with you first here.
Yeah, no, I got the Seahawks as well. If I got to rely on Skylar Thompson to be quarterback of the Dolphins, it's not going to be a good day.
Mike, I'm sorry, Mitch, who you got?
Cross-continental games are always tough for teams. Not as bad going east to west, west to east. But for the Dolphins, going all the way up across the continent from the lower corner to the upper corner, that takes a lot, actually, out of you physically. Seahawks.
Ravens playing the Cowboys. We know Lamar's record against the NFC. It's pretty impeccable. I think it's like 20-1 or 22-1, something along those lines. You want to talk about a team that needs a victory, it's the Ravens, guys. I think they find a way, and this is going to be a really, really interesting game because they're going to run all over the Cowboys. The Cowboys can't stop you, me, or Mike Wilson. So I'm going to take the Ravens to figure out how to get it done. I got the Ravens on the road. MISM, let's go with you first.
You said we all know what happens to 0-3 teams. There's no way the Ravens can lose this game. Ravens.
Mike, who you got?
No, I got the Ravens today as well. They have to win it. They'll play with their hair on fire. Yeah.
49ers playing the Rams. Rams are really banged up. We all know 49ers are kind of banged up, but you know what? They just have more talent. I got to think that the San Francisco 49ers rebound from last week, and I think they get a victory in Inglewood, California, where MISM could be at the game. MISM, let's go with you first on that note.
MISM will not be at that game, but he will be at the Packer-Ram game in 2 weeks. So the Niners will be this won't even be a contest. Niners all the way in this game with Kittle out.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Niners. You still got Purdy. You still got more talent than the Rams right now.
This is an interesting one, guys. Lie down's playing my Arizona Cardinals. Look, I love the way that Kyler played last week. I'm going to stick with it. I think the Cardinals are going to have some more magic here in the desert for the Lions.
Wow.
And I'm going to take the Cardinals at home. Who you got, MISM? We'll start with you.
Wow. Wow, wow. I mean, I've got the Lions, which is really hard for me to do. I think the defense and Campbell's going to have that team ready to go and keep fighting for the, you know, to win the division. So I'm going to take the Lions, but, man, you may even convince me to change my pick here in the next minute or two. Lions.
All right, good deal, good deal. Mike, who you got?
I'm actually going with the Cardinals. I've thought for a couple of days, and I'm like, Cardinals, there's just something going on, and they're at home. They'll play better. I got the Cardinals in a close one.
All right, we got a couple more to get in real quickly. Chiefs and Falcons. The Chiefs have been extremely lucky all season long. The Falcons are feeling really high from their victory, but I think they're going to get knocked down to earth here by the Chiefs. I got the Chiefs winning that Sunday nighter. Mike, who you got?
I got the Chiefs. Mahomes all day.
Remember, we're basically in preseason here, you know? This is kind of the end of this is the third preseason game. Chiefs are going to figure it out finally and come up big tonight.
Jaguars and Bills. This is a matchup of an 0-2 team and a 2-0 team. I love the mojo the Bills have right now. I'm going to take the Bills at home Monday night. MISM, who you got?
I've always loved the Bills. You know, they usually set you up for to be deflated later in the season. So I'll take the Bills now.
Okay, Mike, who you got?
Yeah, no, I got the Bills. The Jaguars, I just don't think right now that they're very good. So I got the Bills all day up in Buffalo.
Coco Manders playing the Bengals Monday night. I got to think this is a get-right game for the Bengals. I got the Bengals. Mike, who you got?
You know what? I'm actually going to take the Commanders. I'm going to take the Commanders on Monday night.
MISM, who you got?
Another preseason favorite going 0-3? No way. The Bengals have to win this game to make or break it game. Bengals.
I'm with you. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do parting shots. So stick with us again, MISM. Stick with us. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Obviously, it's parting shot time. So before we do that real quick, you can always get at us on the X. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. All right, we got to get through this quickly, fellas, because we got three parting shots. We'll start with MISM. Go ahead, brother. It's parting shot time. You're up.
My parting shot goes out to the late, great, one of the greatest names of all of sports, Mercury Morris. Played on the 72 Dolphins, was Super Bowl champion 72 and 73, and was part of that unbelievable three-headed running back core of Larry Zonka, Jim Pick, Mercury Morris, with that Don Shula offense. Mercury Morris, one of the great, all-time greats in the NFL. So as you watch the game today, think about that man and what he did to the game and where he brought it.
Great stuff. Mike, you're up.
No, I will piggyback that, being a Miami Dolphins fan. So, yeah, Mercury Morris was great, and he'll be missed. Hey, week three, NFL, get your nachos, get your soda, get all that stuff. Just sit back. It's going to be some great games. I'm looking forward to that Steeler game for sure.
Mine is going to go outside the realm, baby. I'm going to the WNBA. Guess what happens today, fellas? It's the Caitlin Clark Show on the road with the WNBA. You got to love that Caitlin Clark has brought so much fun and enthusiasm to the women's game. So, and obviously, my Green Bay Packers. Go get it, baby. Let's go get it. For Mike, for MISM, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.